Welcome to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. At Fairfield Christian Academy, we equip preschool through 12th grade students with a biblical worldview to impact our community as passionate ambassadors for Christ. Over 400 students from 7 surrounding counties and 70 different area churches make up our FCA family. FCA is conveniently located in Lancaster and proud to partner with parents to pursue excellence and build character.
Thank you for joining us on FCA Connect. I'm Abby Miller, along with Brianna Smith, seniors here at Fairfield Christian Academy. Our guest today is Sherry Lynn Marshall, also a senior at FCA.
Welcome, Sherry.
How long have you attended FCA?
Well, I've been here since fourth grade, but I was also here in kindergarten.
Gotcha. So where did you go between the break from second and fourth grade?
I was homeschooled for a couple of years, but decided to come back to school, so I've been here since fourth grade.
Gotcha. Do you like coming to school here?
I like school as much as anyone can.
So what programs or sports are you involved in, if any?
I'm in, all the honor societies, so, art and English, and then I work and I do track, too.
So would you say that being a part of the Art Honor Society is, probably your favorite thing because you're so involved in the art programs here?
Probably, yeah. Our art department is important to me, and I like taking ceramics class here, so, yeah.
Which leads us to your senior project.
Yeah, tell us a little about your senior project.
For my senior project, I help teach art classes at the Decorative Arts Center for Special Needs Kids from General Sherman.
So where did you come up with this idea?
It wasn't really, my idea. They already teach them, but I definitely wanted to, get involved with that and shadow the classes and, help as my project.
So did you reach out to them, or did they... and, ask if you were able to, help?
Yeah, I actually met with, the director of the Decorative Arts Center. And, we tried to figure out what we could do for this in a way I could be involved in these classes.
Okay.
So have you always been super passionate about art?
Yeah, you guys know I've always been a pretty artistic person. I've always liked to be creative and make stuff. And all our teachers... like to give me a hard time that my homework's covered in doodles.
Right. So, do you have any other passions? Anything on equal playing field with art?
With art?
Or?
That's probably my biggest hobby. I like to read or play sports or whatever. But art is something that's always been, a hobby, but also a passion of mine.
Okay. That's awesome that you're able to incorporate your passion into your senior project. So, do you have any interest in going into a field with people with disabilities?
Maybe in the future, as a career, I could see that happening, but right now, I'm not sure. But, at Echoing Hills, when we worked with the residents with disabilities, that helped get me interested in it as my project.
Speaking of future, do you want to go, major in anything artistic or...
The ideal major for me would be visual communications design. It's kind of like graphic design. There's different, concentrations, media or strategic that you can do. So it just depends on what school I go to, but that would be a good major for me.
I know that we were with you in the Connections program at Echoing Hills, and that was obviously a great time. I agree with your passion, and I have learned so much from going to Echoing Hills. Is it hard to get the kids to participate, or is that pretty easy?
It's not hard to get them to participate, but it's kind of hard to get them to listen because, they all kind of just want to do their own thing. With any kids, it's hard to get them to listen to directions, but I think especially with some of these kids, they have a hard time listening. But, you just kind of have to still work with them and encourage them and try not to get frustrated. But they're all really nice kids. They're not bad kids at all.
So take us through a normal day when you work with the kids. How do you plan it?
We haven't done really anything artistic yet. We've mostly done crafts. The first week I was there, we made spinners. So we cut out cardboard and drew on it and then put a penny in the middle so the kids could spin it. And then the most recent one we did was we made stress balls. Out of balloons and rice. So usually the stuff we do is pretty easy. I think next week we're going to do Shrinky Dinks. So they were all super excited for that. And
what's
I would like...
What's a Shrinky Dink?
Shrinky Dinks?
Yeah, what's a Shrinky Dink?
I used to use those as a kid.
Yeah, those are you like draw and write on plastic with markers, and then you put it in like this little oven, and it like shrinks.
Yeah.
And you turn them into charms.
Yeah, you can make like jewelry and stuff. So okay. I think that's what we're going to do next time. I'd like to get more into like clay and painting, but those are messier. So, because like they got rice everywhere. Like the first kid that did it like dropped it, and this is rice all over the table. So I'm a little nervous to see how they'll do with painting.
So was this a challenge for you?
I would say that getting to know them was kind of hard. Like, I tried really hard to remember all their names and stuff, so, like, you know, they would know that I cared, and I wanted to be their friend. But, and also, like, kind of getting them to open up to me was hard, too, because, like, I'm kind of a shy person when you first meet me, and they were kind of shy. So, like, but I tried really hard to, like, be the one to, like, initiate conversations with them and get them talking to me.
So, is it easier to hold a conversation with them all individually now, or are you still, like, working on it?
Yeah, I mean, I know all their names now, so that helps. And I think they all really like me. Like, they get super excited whenever I come in. And they like to talk to me. Like, they ask me about my car and my job. Uh-huh. And they ask me about our school.
Uh-huh. What's, like, the age range of the children?
They're all in junior high, so, like, 6th to 8th grade, I think. There is one, like, 5th grader who's the youngest. But
awesome. So they're kind of close to our age, similar a couple years off. Do you think that God is with you in this process? Do you see him move through your senior project?
I think that he's definitely helped me with this. As far as, like, not only being accepting, but being supportive of these kids and, like, trying to help them feel connected to me and, you know, that they're important and that I care about them, because I feel like at their school, you know, they might feel on, like they're on the outside, but then when they come to these classes, they're all together, and they're with me and the teachers. So I think that God has definitely helped me feel like these kids have somebody there for them.
Okay. So you think they also feel the presence of God and feel like he's moving in that place too?
I think that I am definitely an example for these kids, you know, because they see me wearing my fleece that says Fairfield Christian Academy on it, and they like to ask me about that. So they know I'm different because I walk in there with a uniform while they're all wearing whatever they want. But, yeah.
So do you feel like your life is changing from this senior project?
Yeah, kind of. It's definitely given me a new perspective, because I think some of these kids have a hard time. There's one kid that always tells me he can't wait to get into high school and get out of his school. So, yeah, I think that they need someone there for them. So that's what I'm trying to do. And the art is definitely a way for all of us to connect.
Okay, so, like you said, how many times have you gone?
It just started, like, in October, so I've only gone a few times.
Okay.
Do you plan to go more? Like, how many times do you think that you're going to go over the course of this year?
It's the first two Mondays of each month, and it ends in, like, March, so it's kind of an all-year thing for me.
Okay.
Gotcha. Are you able to do this after you graduate, or if you're close, like, are you able to, like, get involved after graduation for others?
If I were to stay in the area, it's probably something I could keep doing, but I'm not looking to do that, like, stay in the area. But if I was, I definitely would want to keep doing it.
Okay. So it's possible for anybody in the community to join and help out if they reach out to the director?
Yeah, like, if someone wanted to take this on as their project next year, they probably could.
Awesome. Okay. What types of art classes have you taken over the year?
As a freshman, I took Art 1 here at school, and I'm taking ceramics right now. But sophomore and junior year, I kind of had a break from art classes. It's hard to find room in my schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken a couple of art classes at the Decorative Arts Center, like, just for fun. And, you know, there's always stuff you can do in the community, like go to Art and Clay or whatever if you want, like, a creative outlet for yourself.
So art's definitely more of, like, a hobby than just a class for you, because I know some students here just think of it to get the credit.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we definitely all need the fine arts credit, but it's something I try to make time for at home if I can.
That's awesome.
So, is it, like, you mentioned the director. Is anyone helping you during this project?
Yeah, I do have a mentor. She teaches the art classes. She actually taught my mom in a watercolor class. So she teaches, like, other stuff, too, at the Decorative Arts Center. But, yeah, she's definitely helps me, and she picks out most of the projects. Like, I'll go in, I'll be like, what are we doing today?
Oh, okay.
But I've definitely given her some suggestions of stuff I'd like to see the kids try.
Okay. So do these classes go on every day, or is it only certain days of the week?
They have them. They actually have them for high schoolers, too, like, in the evening.
Just for anyone?
Well, like, at the Decorative Arts Center, anyone can take classes, but, like, the special needs classes, they have two junior high groups and two high school groups. And the junior high groups in the morning and the high school groups in the afternoon.
Okay. So, do you have any, like, funny memories or a favorite memory?
Well, what I really like about the classes is just, like, seeing the kids interact with each other because they're all so different. You know, they each have their own personalities.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just nice to see them all be each other's friend. And they all really like me. And, yeah, so I just like to see them get along with each other.
So you'd say all the kids get along pretty well, so there's not that much trouble other than making a mess.
No, they don't usually have any problems.
So you said that the kids are special needs. Like are they, like, what kinds?
I'm not really sure. I haven't really asked.
That's true.
Most of them might just have, like, trouble in class, like, learning or, like, yeah, you know, have learning difficulties or behavioral problems.
So do they all come from different schools?
The class that I do is from General Sherman. But the high school ones are from, like, Bern Union and I forget where else. But there's another high school, too.
So there's none of them from Thomas Ewing because I know that's the other junior high here in Lancaster. Yeah.
There might be. There's either two groups from General Sherman or one from each school.
Okay.
Got you. Well, thank you for joining us today and telling us a little bit about your senior project.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And remember, to all of our listeners, we are bringing our alumni home for an all-class reunion on Friday, December 22nd. If you know someone who has graduated from FCA, please have them email Mrs. Keener to register, and we will have a free pass for them, along with their family, to get in the basketball game that night as well. And her email is hkeener@fcanights.us. Thank you for listening today, and thank you, Sherilyn, for joining us on FCA Connect. Tune in next week for more of what's going on at Fairfield Christian Academy. For FCA Connect, I'm Abby Miller.
And I'm Brianna Smith.
Talk with you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. For more information about FCA, please visit us at fairfieldchristianacademy.com. To schedule a tour and get an up-close look at FCA, including our state-of-the-art facilities, our award-winning teachers, and our exceptional students, please call us at 740-654-2889. Fairfield Christian Academy, where we are pursuing excellence and building character.